Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your oasis of stability, your the people that will say things that you would like to say out loud in a crowd of people but won't. Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:05 here, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, today, the 29th, the last Friday in January 2021. And I must say, 2021, you, so far, are not impressing me. So far. Just thought I'd bring that up. I'm here with Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like?
It's currently 41 degrees. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 51, a low of 39. Tomorrow is going to be, or rain is likely tomorrow, with a high of 49, a low of 42. It's going to be rainy on Sunday with a high of 50, a low of 42. And on Monday it says rain with a high of 51 and a low of 39.
Chance of precipitation on Monday is 90%. Sundays, 90% during the day. We're getting lots of rain. And then Saturday, chance of precipitation is 60%. But, you know, something like that, when it's running like this, it some places, and we've got such varied little environmental climates here that we get rain constantly. And in some places, 4 miles away, they're not getting rain at all. It's really weird about that. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company, been in the business for couple of decades now. As they point out in their ads, there is no difference in the propane. They all take it out of the same tank. The difference is in your customer service. And I can guarantee you that Shasta Gas Propane has just fabulous customer service. You can give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. All right, on the phone is Jim, and from Haven Humane. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I was going to talk about this in a little bit, but one of our cast members here has got COVID now, so we're changing our rules a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty much isolated where we are, you know, in each office.
Yeah.
But, masking, disinfecting everything that comes around us. I've been sprayed 3 times since I walked in today with Lysol by various people. One of them I didn't even know was just walking by. So we will probably be asking people to call in for the next week until we make sure everything is cleared up here.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, for sure.
You know, everybody gets their, you know, getting, you know, we just heard about it yesterday. So in the next few days, people go down and get the COVID testing and all that.
Well, fingers crossed for...
Fingers crossed. Okay, hey, you, though, have a warm, beautiful creature looking for a forever home.
That's right. Today I have Sophia. She is a 6-year-old shepherd, terrier type mix of just a mutt. Super, super cute dog, though. She's kind of got that sable coloring where it's black at the tips and brown underneath, so you run your hand through her fur and it kind of changes colors as you do it. And then her ears, just the cutest little things. They kind of stick straight out from her head instead of going up or down. They split the difference and just go straight out horizontally. Really goofy looking, really cute looking, just a lovely dog.
Well, does she, and she's been with you for a bit, is that right?
Sophia has been with us, right now she's been with us for just at the beginning of January, but she was actually adopted from us back in 2016, and then they brought her back to us after almost 5 years.
And the reason for that was?
oh, I think they got some, they had some changes in their house, new dogs and stuff like that, and she was not happy with all of that, so they chose to just get rid of her instead of working with the other dog.
Wow. Cruel.
Do I sound bitter? I didn't mean to sound bitter.
No, you can be, because, you know, it's like people that have old dogs that turn them in because they want young dogs.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting that old dog enjoy his or her last days.
Yeah, so she's about 6 years old, so she's technically a senior, but still lots of life left in her.
Oh, yeah.
From what we can see here, she does fine with dogs, but we just recommend caution with smaller dogs, because that's what the people complained about, was the was her attitudes with the smaller dogs in the home. So, but like I said, here with the dogs she's met on campus, we haven't really seen any issues. So just something to keep in mind.
Okay, but if you are a dogless person, this would be a great choice.
Yeah, perfect dog for you.
Okay. Well, good. And Sophia.
Sophia, yep, and she has been sponsored as well, so her adoption fee is only about $15 right now, so it's not even, won't cost you much to get her into your house.
That's all, is $15.
Yeah.
Free Fire Radio will pay that $15.
There you go.
If somebody make a note there. If somebody comes down and adopts Sophia, we'll pay that $15.
Very cool.
Is that cool?
That's awesome, yeah.
Well, you know, she's been in a home. She was adopted out of the facility there, and for 5 years, 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah, from 2016 to
a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, take a puppy home, bring us back a senior dog.
Okay. What do you say? You know, everybody has their reasons. So they, you know, somebody wanted small dogs, and then, then Sophia is thinking of them as toys. I've been the alpha here, so you're holding them. You know, dogs get jealous.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, my dog. You know, if we go up to the little Benton Doggy Park, and you know, everybody sits down around there, and their dogs. Gosh, there's got to be 20 dogs. If one of them comes over to be petted by me, because they all like getting petted, here comes Elk Killer, pushes right in there. Hey, just hey. Now I'm just want you to remember who you're going home with there, babe. You know, it's okay. No, don't worry. I still love you. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else going on with y'all?
Well, we have this February 20th. We are doing a virtual wine and food pairing with Mosley Family Cellars.
That's right. I saw that.
So that's $125. You get 4 bottles of wine and all the food you need. It'll be via Zoom. The sommelier or the I think it's the winemaker from Mosley Cellar will be talking about the wines and how they pair with the foods that we'll be preparing. And a chef will kind of walk you through preparing the dinner. It should be a good time.
Are you delivering the ingredients and then you're watching the
chef? Yeah. I think Mosley is delivering the ingredients. If you live too far away, they can arrange curbside pickup for you to come grab it. There's a bunch of details on our Facebook page, Facebook/ Haven Humane, and also the link there to buy your tickets. And, you know, it might be a nice little stick a pair of tickets into a card for Valentine's Day and get your special someone with some wine and food, and yeah, might be fun.
Okay, all right, sounds good, Jim. Sophia is up for adoption today, and it's not going to cost you a cent. She's been sponsored, and then Free Fire Radio will pay the additional $15 fee for you. There you go. I like it.
Thank you.
Okay, Jim. Thanks very much, and stay safe.
I will. You'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we're here at the station, and we're getting ready to take a quick break. And this portion, you know what, we're just going to go out without a break there, big guy. So it is 7:14 in the morning, and the temperature is, gosh, what is it today? What is it right now?
41 degrees.
41 degrees. Where did you find that on this? It's not on this, is it?
Not that print.
Okay,
version.
Not that print one. Okay, good enough. All right, 41 degrees, rain, and we'll be right back.
You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far.
'cause you know it don't matter anyway.
Hero. A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our favorite barbershop in the world, Cypress Square Barbershop. 14 years of getting my haircut in the same spot. You're going, whoa, don't you want to kind of like reach out to other places? And the answer to that, of course, is no. If it's working for you, why should you change? I like stability in my life. And if stability means going to Cypress Square Barbershop where I get a great haircut, Get a discount. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have they're a veteran-owned business. They work by appointment. 244-847-9478 is the number, and it's man's last stronghold. Why would Carl Bott change? Did I offend you there, buddy?
Not at all.
I was okay. Good. You know I was kidding with you.
Of course.
Okay. Good. See this is how it works. After each guest, we sanitize the microphones, the headphones, the whole area that they're sitting in, and then at the end of the grueling 2 hours, our producers come in and just do everything. Well, last night we had a show, and when you came in and sanitized everything, they had moved one of the chairs. You moved my cheese, and I'm sitting, and I'm standing, and I'm looking at it. I go, "Where's my chair?" And so, it's hard to catch Jared on doing anything wrong. I mean, anything. So I have to pick at just even the smallest things. And I said, "Hey, my chair's over here." Because they're supposed to put everything back the way it was for the next day. He goes, "Oh, I didn't see that." So after 364 days, I finally catch him in something. You know what? I'm gonna ride this, too. I'm going to ride this about lack of attention, lack of detail. I may even write it up and put it in your file today, if you had a file. If I did things like that. Okay. Some things that are happening around here. You know, of course, that the Chicago Teachers Union have voted, even though the doctors and the city staff says it's time to get the kids back in school. They're crazy. They're making their parents crazy. We're not seeing COVID coming through the schools. The Chicago Teachers Union voted, nah. We're not going back. We're not going back to school. Don't care what you say. Don't care what those scientists say. We're not going back to school. I mean, isn't this the administration that says you've got to listen to science? Well, science is saying those kids can go back to school in Chicago, and they're still refusing it. Okay, two deaths in 2 days. Usually, you know, I hate to say this, but, when you see the big names, they always say they die in threes. Well, sometimes they die in threes, sometimes they die in twos, sometimes they die in fours, fives, whatever. But Cloris Leachman, Jared, you know who Cloris Leachman is?
I do, and I was really sad to hear her passing.
If you remember, Cloris Leachman was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She's been nominated for Academy Awards.
I believe she won an Academy
Award. Oh, that's right. She did win an Academy Award. You're right. And she also played the Frau in
Young
Frankenstein. That every time her name was mentioned, horses would rear up in fear. Okay, whatever that means. Anyway, passed away. She was 94. And then the next day, Cicely Tyson. Wonderful actress, probably best known. I mean, you know, for me, she was in this movie Sounder about a dog and just had been nominated for an Academy Award. And she got an honorary Academy Award several years ago, but 96 years old, she was just a consummate actress. So both of them, though, into their 90s. You know, if you make it into your 90s and you're still living a good life, and then just one day, okay, I'm just laying down now. COVID had nothing to do with either one. They just laid down, went to sleep. Jared, do you know what gaslighting is?
You know, when I first heard the term used in the last few years, I did not know. I do now. It's
okay, what's your definition of it?
Well, without looking it up, I believe it's kind of saying something to a person to try to discredit what they're saying and make them feel like they're kind of crazy.
You know what? That is almost out of the dictionary. Gaslighting means manipulating someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. Gaslighting came from the film Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman. And it was a movie back from the 40s. And what it was the husband was convincing his wife that she was crazy so he could do away with her. But it's a form of psychological manipulation in which a person or group covertly covertly sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or group, making them question their own memory, perception, or judgment. So, that, you know, leads to other things. Now, the reason I bring that up is that there was an article in a Record Searchlight, and you know what? And it, even though it's from about a woman in Clarksville, Tennessee, you can see this happening. She takes COVID really, really seriously. Masks everywhere, stays away from people. She's, in her own words, militant mask wearing and social distancing. She's 68. But she says her 71-year-old husband believes COVID is no worse than the flu and often refuses to wear a mask and frequently socializes in large groups, rides a Harley. Former military, the whole thing. We had a fight the other night where I said, that's it, we're going to get a divorce. I need to stay safe, and you refuse to allow me to be safe or feel safe in my own home. I have pleaded, I have cried, I have begged, I have yelled. And he refuses to listen to anything I say. Her husband refused to be interviewed for the story. But what they said is, and the reason I brought that up is, they're saying is a professor of sociology surveyed Indiana mothers as part of the pandemic parenting study, found nearly 40% of the respondents report increases in pandemic-related frustrations with their partners. And they have, and they're saying is that they're being gaslighted, which led me to, you know, because I hear gaslighting all the time, but led me this morning to look up the term gaslighting. So essentially what they're saying is, my husband is telling me, no, it's not that bad. It's like the flu. I don't need to stay away from softball games. I don't need to stay away from riding with my friends. I don't need to mask there. I'm outside. And so what happens then is that they're being driven by emotion and overly fearful of the pandemic. Husbands are telling their wives this. And this is leading to a lot of problems. It says that even as COVID continues, this is part of that, to me, collateral damage that we're seeing. Now, it may not, you know, some people could say that this is a form of abuse. I'm out of the article now. Some people could say this is a form of abuse, though, because if you are a real mask conscious, mask wearing, I hate to use the term the mask Nazi, of the term Nazi, but a mask, you be masked and you tell other people to be masked and you refuse to have anything to do with people who don't mask. If your loved one in your home doesn't believe that, that could lead to a lot of, you know, like she said, I told him I'd give him a divorce if he doesn't change. It's not like he's, you know, spending all his money gambling, he's drinking excessively, but he refuses to mask. Or he doesn't take it seriously. So I wonder how many families out there have run into that. Have you run into that? I'm talking to my listeners here. Have you run into that where you're taking this really seriously, but your partner's not? Or what about the people? Here is Jimmy says, my wife says I don't listen to her, or something like that. I wasn't paying attention. I love it, Jimmy. So the idea that it could, this is another part of a collateral damage that some people say that, you know, there's people out there right now that say it's no worse than the flu. Masks do no good, you know, and they go on from there. And so I guess if you are married to somebody like that and you're taking it seriously, that could be a lot of problems. We have people that take it really, in our sphere. We don't see them very much anymore because they don't go out and they mask. And if they do go out, it's, you know, now they're double masking because of the new strain. They're saying now you have to double mask. Does that work better than just single masking? Have you heard that? They're into the double masking.
No, I have not heard that before.
Look that up, double masking. So, Anyway, I just thought that was interesting because they used the term that this wife was feeling like she was being gaslit by her husband, and that which led me to looking up gaslighting, based on the movie that somebody said James Mason was one of the guy that was doing it. And who was the woman? Ingrid Bergman? Is that her name? And so somebody else said, COVID brought out each individual status is either independent leaders or sheeple followers. There is no in-between. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
It was Ingrid Bergman, by the way.
Okay, Ingrid Bergman. I thought it was. I don't agree with that because I think you can go out and mask. And when you're out with other people and you're going to stores and all of this, because it gives a if you do have something, airborne type of disease, it can help that. It can help slow it down. The other thing, too, is what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? What if masking does help and you're not doing it? You're not a sheeple because if you look at the facts your own way and you look at the facts and say, nope, I'm going to mask. You don't have to mask. I'm not forcing mask on people, except at work. Where I'm following the guidelines. It says when you're not at your workstation and you're up and you're dealing with other people, the mask comes on. And then you can take it off. And people here at Free Fire Radio and KCNR, usually what they do anyway is when they finish their work, like Jared does. Jared, what do you do then? When the show's over, what do?
I wipe everything down.
And? Get out of here just as fast as you can.
I leave.
Yeah. You got anything for me? And if the answer is no, Jared's gone, which is the way everybody is around here. Nobody just hangs out. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over to State Granite. State Granite, Mike Huber. He works by appointment only. And what he does is he builds the most perfect artistic creations with stone, with granite, with marble, with slate. If it's, he sits there, he looks at it, and he sees what can be done the most artistic, beautiful way of redoing your kitchen or redoing your bathroom or other rooms in your house. And nobody does it better than Mike Huber. He's one of those good guys. When I say it's good guys against the bad guys, he's one of those good guys. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, he works by appointment only. Give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. And he did our kitchen, and everybody seems to think our kitchen is beautiful, because it is. 7:32 in the morning, and we will be right back after these messages.
You gonna be much longer, son?
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We got open line until 8 o'clock. Today, the 29th of January, 31 degrees out there, rain. It's going to be raining this weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They care about the people in our community, in our area up here. They have taken the lead when it comes to the paycheck protection or payroll protection plan, helping people, not only their customers, but customers from other institutions who could not help them. They're ready for it. You know, actually, before the COVID crisis started, you know, they did a pandemic response exercise. They didn't know it was coming, but they did it just like 4 months beforehand. That set up that allowed them then to set up all their communications, how to handle it when people were working away from the at home, not working at the bank itself, but also how to communicate and set up new communication systems so they could reach out to everybody. You know, that to me is somebody that plans ahead, and that's the kind of bank I want to go do my business with. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and they have been moving dreams forward ever since this thing started. 7:38 in the morning, and if you were wondering, just wondering, what has Joe Biden achieved since he's been in office? Well, he set a new record for executive orders. That's one. So let's just kind of go through some of these to say, you know, what some of the things that he has done. He has signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and directives since he took office nine days ago. He started doing these executive actions, essentially reversing former President Trump's policies, restoring Obama-era programs, Corona's pandemic, and more. So what has he done? As the executive actions are previews and happening in parallel to what is pushing in Congress. And so some of the things that he has done are, of course, signing away the Keystone Pipeline. He has stopped the construction on the wall. He has given orders mandating that if you're traveling on trains, planes, and any other type of federal run businesses or overseen businesses, you have to wear a mask. He is telling that he has appointed John Kerry, the special presidential envoy for climate and White House National Climate Advisor, Gina McCarthy were involved in shaping of the climate and energy executive orders. Of course, you know, most of these immediately have caused jobs to stop. He's reversed the ban on transgender individuals serving in the military, reversed Trump's travel ban on mostly Muslim countries, rejoined the World Health Organization, rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, restored the deferred action for DACA. Arrivals program in full, which Mr. Trump had tried to get rid of. He has, like I said, scrapped the contract for the Keystone Pipeline. The effect of the coronavirus, he has extended the eviction and foreclosure moratoriums for those affected to March 31st. He's giving workers a federally guaranteed right to refuse employment that will jeopardize their health, and states that any worker who refuses to offer an offer for work will be eligible for unemployment. That's interesting. He's also signed an order launching a 100-day masking challenge and an order requiring mask and physical distancing in all federal buildings on all federal land by former federal employees and contractors. Mandated mask wearing on public transportation, including airports, airplanes, trains, and buses. He has told the Secretary of Health to support research on coronavirus treatments. He has restrained... He's reinstated COVID-19 travel restrictions for non-U.S. citizens traveling from Brazil and much of Europe, a reversal of Trump's move. The ban also blocks most U.S. non-U.S. travelers from entering to the U.S. if traveling from South Africa due to the new COVID-19 variant discovered there. He also signed a memorandum directing federal agencies to support governors' deployment of their National Guard in their work to prevent the spread of coronavirus. He has signed an order that directs federal agencies to eliminate fossil fuel subsidies as consistent with applicable law, which, of course, has shut down the economy in New Mexico with just one sweep, one signing with his pen. He has ordered federal agencies to procure carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy industries. Of course, he wants to replace the whole government fleet of 695,000 vehicles with electric vehicles. He doesn't say the time limit on this. I don't imagine he's talking about the military deployable vehicles. He has also signed orders to define equity as the consistent and systematic, fair, just, and impartial treatment of all individuals, and directed agencies to equitably allocate federal resources to empower and invest in communities of color and underserved communities, while also prohibiting workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Well, that's where he went back and said that. If you're transgender, then you can participate in sports. Some states are fighting that. If you are were a male, and you've declared yourself to be a female, and you're competing in sports, this essentially tells females that you've worked your whole life for something to reach a certain athletic ability. And then somebody who was a male for the first 15 years of their life is now taking medications to cut down on the testosterone, so their testosterone level is lower. However, their bodies are still 15- and 16-year-old males competing with 15- and 16-year-old females. And we're finding that the transgender females who were males a year ago are setting new records in all the women's sports. They're in wrestling, they're winning everything. Track meets, they're winning most of everything. And they're seeing it in Europe with weightlifting and non-contact sports that are contact sports, you know, like field hockey and things like that. So, if you're wondering what President Biden was doing in his first 9 days, he's been very, very, very busy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. This portion of the show, you know, it's amazing how And I'll say this, but anyway, I first started noting executive orders under President Obama. And then, of course, President Trump was doing executive orders. Even the New York Times said signing executive orders like this without going through Congress weakens what you're doing. Because, I mean, you can just say, okay, we're going to do this. Well, then why do you need Congress? Why do you need the House of Representatives? Why do you need the Senate? If you can make changes, this many changes this quick. And I think that about all executive orders. Executive orders should be few and far between. If Congress is having a problem and they cannot pass legislation, then maybe you can do that. But from the day you come in signing this many executive orders, bills, and directions for the government that impacts on the whole United States, it seems like you are skipping the procedure to make these laws. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, has been doing this for decades. Nobody's going to know more about fixing your windshield than Jeff Wurst. He is truly a professional of the old school. Those little bitty chips in your windshield, when they freeze, they get a little bit of water in it, they freeze, they expand, and all of a sudden you're driving down the road and you got a crack across your windshield. Well, he can fix those chips so you don't get cracks in your windshield. And if you do have cracks in your windshield, he can fix them up to 2.5 feet in length. And he guarantees his work for life. Jeff truly does not take chances with your family's safety. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. You will not be disappointed. 7:46 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
From home with Turtle Bay TV.
Sanctuary is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great place to find those special jewelry needs that you have for that perfect present for your loved one. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop. I'm reading my the chat room. The chat room is interesting because you get a variety of comments in here. Of course, things like putting your boots on the throats of communists. I wonder what event will make Carl say Biden is no longer my president. Is no longer my president. What would that happen? You know what? The one thing that I said to everybody, and I've said it while Trump was there, and I said it to my Democrat friends, and I have friends who are Democrats, is that elections have consequences. Elections have consequences. Every time that Joe Biden signs an executive order or skips Congress, that there's another Republican going to be elected into the House of Representatives. I think at the two-year mark that there's enough, I think during this time there's enough Republicans and Republican opposition and common sense Democrats to fight a lot of the stuff that could change forever our way of doing things, like court packing, doing away with the filibuster. I pretty much believe that won't happen. Our Second Amendment rights are going to be under attack for 2 years. I think, though, that there's enough, the numbers are close enough that if people decide they want to do something over the top when it comes to the Second Amendment, that those people will be swept out of office. I also think it'll be challenged in the courts. And I think when it gets to the Supreme Court is going to say, when they finally get that one case, that Americans have the right, and they've already ruled on this partially, Americans have the right to have firearms. Americans have the right to defend themselves. And I think the next case is going to be something like Americans have the right to carry firearms to protect themselves. That's coming down the line. Assault weapon ban, again, we banned assault weapons 2 decades ago. And what happened from that, from the Clinton administration when they did that, was it caused a sweep in of Republicans after that. But the thing that came out of that, and the reason it went away, was when they looked at it again, when it was getting ready to sunset, was the fact that by the FBI's own statistics and by other statistics of people you can trust, mainly the FBI, is that the number of crimes committed with long guns was less than 1%. Less than 1%. more people getting killed with fists and hammers and rocks than there ever were by long guns. That's why it went away. It's a convenient hook for people. Oh, assault weapons, they kill so many people. Assault weapons, so-called assault weapons, first of all, let's just say so-called assault weapons, is any firearm that can be fed by a magazine and that can be fired semi-automatically. That's their definition of an assault weapon. And everybody with any type of common sense and knows anything about firearms knows that it's not an assault weapon. Assault weapon shoots automatically. It gives you automatic fire. It's the kind the military carries. You don't go out and buy one of those at Bastiani's or Sportsman's or any place. You don't buy that there. You've got to have a special license that the government can then come into your house and make sure that you still got that automatic weapon. But it is a convenient, scary tool. Oh, we have to ban them. For what reason? You know, it's the most popular rifle in America today. There's millions of them out there. They're selling millions more if you can find them because people are buying them. You have this. You have this fear that it's going to happen, but I believe what's going to happen is they're going to try to do something like this. It's going to go up into the Supreme Court, and it's going to be slapped down. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Well, living a dream here, buddy.
It's been a busy week for us. Kind of been in and out of town and a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, what's going on? Give us a quick catch-up.
A lot of stuff, but I just got a chance to call. I just wanted to, you know, these executive orders you're talking about, all of that is true. The problem is, it's like the executive orders or the mandates or guidelines, whatever you want to say, that the governor's doing here in California. Everybody's following that. I mean, you know, people are masking up. I'm not saying whether you mask or don't mask. It's been proven that masks don't stop corona. It doesn't stop corona. It can't even stop a bacteria for most part. And wearing a handkerchief that you buy at Walmart across your face and saying that's a mask isn't the same. This isn't the old West. We're not worried about dead cattle on the range. I just think that there's a lot of things going on. You know, I have Democrat friends. You have Democrat friends. Some of those friends are, you know, that are Democrats now that weren't before, own restaurants. They're on bank committees. But I do kind of take pause with the bank being able to do an exercise about the pandemic before it happens. I think there's a prominent Democrat on that, or at least a very prominent supporter of Biden on that board, and I'm just curious as to how they did that. You said 4 months prior. How did they know, or did I just mishear that? I could have misheard it.
Well, I think what it is they do exercises all the time. You know, what if? It's kind of like the military. What if this happens? That's why we have plans for everything. And they said, what happens if we have this? And it's where we can't come into work. It could be a number of other things. I used the word pandemic, but they had this exercise, and it could have been 4 or 5 months beforehand just to see, can we work from home? Do we have the communications set up so that if we did have to work from home, we could?
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know what? And to me, that's forward thinking. You know, it could be, what if we have a flood?
No, I mean, you use the word pandemic. That's why I asked. That's
well,
all.
You know what?
That's all.
The word pandemic. I don't think they were warned that it was going to be a pandemic.
Well, it just seems that, you know, one of the main people on their board, again, Biden supporter, you know, tremendous Biden supporter, you know, someone who, you know, surprisingly so. And then all of a sudden they come up with this idea and, you know, at length in conversation with certain people and some people and maybe even people on that board. You know, their position was surprising to say the least. I don't know. It just, you know, there's so many things going on. And this isn't me pointing the finger. I just trying to connect the dots here of, you know, restaurants telling on each other, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, some people have been rumored to be linked into the same thing. And I'm just, you know, I think I'm like you, my friend. I just want to, you moved up here to be left alone and enjoy your life and build a life with Linda. And all of us have done that. And right now I think that the regime that we have in place, even in some regards locally, is trying to take that from us.
I think that the government intrudes way too much into our lives.
Yes, sir.
No, you're never going to get an argument with me about that.
Okay, well, thank you, Carl.
You bet. You take care. And Terry took us out here. When we come back, we got one safe place that's going to be joining us with what's happened during this coronavirus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There may soon be another vaccine in the fight against COVID-19. Johnson & Johnson says its single-shot vaccine has proven 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe illness, 85% effective against the most serious COVID-19 symptoms. The company planning to apply within a week for emergency use. No plans right now for President Biden to hit the road, stumping for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're taking a number of creative steps, a little outside of the box. Certainly his preference would be to get on a plane and fly around the country, but that's not the step we're planning currently.
The top House Republican says former President Trump is committed to helping the GOP win back the majority in 2022.
Donald Trump is no longer in office, but he's still a force within the Republican Party. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy paid a visit to the former president at his Florida resort. The face-to-face meeting took place as Republicans in Congress decide how best to navigate the post-Trump era. Trump's Save America PAC described it as a very good and cordial meeting, while McCarthy said the former president promised to help the party take back the House in next year's congressional elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio stressing the importance of transparency after the state attorney general concluded that coronavirus deaths in New York State nursing homes may have been undercounted by up to 50%.
We have to make sense of this. We have to get the full truth, and we have to make sure it never, ever happens again. Nothing like this happens again. And we have to be honest about the numbers.
Americans slowed their spending by 0.2% last month, cutting back for the second straight month. Worrisome sign for an economy struggling with the pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow down 209 points, the Nasdaq off 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
A World Health Organization team has visited a hospital where China says the first COVID-19 patients were treated more than a year ago. This is part of the experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the coronavirus.
The World Health Organization investigation team entered the facility. Then barriers came up to prevent others from following them inside. Dr. Zhang Jishan is based here. The respiratory diseases and intensive care specialist is said to have been the first to officially report a case of coronavirus on the 27th of December 2019. According to the WHO, over the coming weeks, its scientists will also visit the Huanan Seafood Market, from where the initial infection clusters appeared, and also the Wuhan Institute of Virology. However, team members have downplayed the possibility that the coronavirus can be traced back to a lab leak.
That's BBC correspondent Stephen McDonnell reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Cyber criminals shifting away from stealing individual consumers' information last year, focusing instead on more profitable attacks on businesses.
That's according to a report from the Identity Theft Resource Center, a nonprofit that supports victims of identity crime. It found the number of U.S. data breaches fell 19% in 2020, but the number of individuals impacted by cyber attacks fell 66%. Ransomware and phishing attacks are the preferred form of data theft, as these require less effort and generate bigger payouts. According to the report, 300.5 million individuals were impacted by data breaches in 2020. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Six people have died in a liquid nitrogen leak at a poultry processing plant in Gainesville, Georgia. 11 others hospitalized, several in critical condition. This happened at the Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville. It's about 50 miles northeast of Atlanta. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 29th of January, 2021, 8:05 in the morning, and Jared's got the weather here.
Good morning. It's currently 40 degrees here downtown. Today is going to be partly sunny with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 51, a low of 39. Saturday's rain's likely with a high of 49, a low of 42. Sunday, we have a 90% chance of rain with a high of 50, a low of 42. And on Monday, we also have a 90% chance of rain with a high of 51 and a low of 39.
And it looks like this rain is going to go through, I think Wednesday it starts clearing up. But, you know, we really need the rain. So, it's hard to complain about rain when you need it. You need the snowpack for later on this year, so we don't have Shasta Lake down 130 feet in June, which just destroys the whole economy up there. So, yay. Yay, God. So, hey, it's 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Courage, commitment, community, and they are leading the way when it comes to helping people with COVID. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, if you haven't been in our chat room, KCNR1460.com, just hit chat. I don't think there's anything on there. I mean, you can put your own name in there. I don't know if we want anything from you, but trust me, if it's an email address, we do not use your email address. I don't know who you are in there. Well, I do know who Happy Earthling is, and I know who Sonny is. I know who Jimmy is because that's Jimmy's name. So I know Rich Perlmutter because he puts his name in there. That's cool. But everybody else, I don't know who you are. And you may know me, but you've got me so totally confused at this point, I don't know who you are. But one thing that doesn't confuse me is One Safe Place. And I'm here with Amanda and Kelsey, and we're going to be talking about last year, kind of statistics last year, because it's almost all COVID. Can you believe it's been almost a year, ladies?
No, we made it, everyone.
We made it. Good. Most of us made it.
That's 99%
of us made it through this last year. Mm-hmm. Even the ones got COVID. 99% mm-hmm. of the ones made it. And yet we are suffering the collateral damage mm-hmm. of shutting down, like you can't believe. You know, this COVID's going to go away, whether it's a vaccine or whatever it is. And this is just my opinion, and you two can stop me and say, Carl, you're totally wrong. It's happened before. One time in 1959, I was only eight, though. That the collateral damage of the lockdowns, the shutting downs of the business, the shutting downs of the school is going to be with us for years. I saw something from the CDC that said the results of this COVID, not just the ones down from COVID, it's going to be another 800,000 deaths over the next several years directly related to this COVID shutdown.
Wow.
And you're seeing it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
So Okay, I didn't mean to start off on a bummer like that, but I really believe that people have to understand this. You all are seeing the collateral damage.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, since we have shut down in March, we have seen a decrease in people coming in for services in person. But we have seen an increase in people reaching out for help in the hotline. And so one of the consistent messages that One Safe Place has been trying to give out is that we're still open. We're still available. There are still people. There are advocates on site to help people who are going through domestic violence or sexual assault or human trafficking. And so that's been one of our primary focuses, is just letting people know that we're here.
Well, One Safe Place, and again, you'll never change my mind that our rate of domestic violence is higher up here, and child abuse is higher up here, and ACEs is higher up here, because we have a place like One Safe Place who has trained so many people to be watching for it. And when you're watching for it, you discover it so you can treat it. And there are other counties in this state that would skyrocket past us if they had an organization like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people go, oh, you're the highest, that's because we take it seriously up here, guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think because there's so much awareness and the community really rallies behind One Safe Place.
Of course they do.
People are looking at, you know, the signs and the warnings, and so many times we have calls from not the person themselves, but friends or family that's concerned about that individual. So people really are looking to get educated and wanting to get resources for their loved ones.
Well, it's, you know, and our children. That's the worst thing about this COVID, is being shut down from school. Okay, do you have something from last year?
Or, yeah, definitely.
We were going to talk about that and then talk about what's going on this year, and then we're going to talk with Kelsey about it's what parents need to know about teen dating.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's dangerous out there in some cases.
Yep, for sure. So I did want to give a quick mention. We had a holiday drive in December, and it was extremely successful because normally every year we have a Christmas party for our camp kids. And, of course, this year we couldn't do exactly that, but we did a holiday drive instead, and we were able to serve One Safe Place families as well as Camp Hope Shasta families. And we served a total of 61 families and 158 kids. Every family walked away with a whole box of toys and 2 bags of groceries.
Wow.
So it was a huge success. It was really cool to see the kids' faces.
Every family, everybody got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
And that's One Safe Place. And then there's other places like Toys for Tots that collected thousands of toys.
Yeah, and we only did that because, you know, there were countless drives that were for us. So.
But it worked out really well. And let me mention the Democratic Women's group had a food giveaway. And they called Thursday. That was yesterday, right? I think it was Thursday. They called and said, hey, they're open, Wednesday. Even though it's the snow and all this, they're open to give away all this. And they had a tough time, people not showing up because of the snow. But they had hundreds of bags of groceries to give away to anybody that went down there. I mean, I almost went down there. So.
Wow.
But it's the kind of community we have.
Yeah.
They're out to help people.
So. Definitely. And another quick shout out from December is we had our Giving Tuesday campaign, as you know, on December 1st. And we had actually, we received a total of $29,000 from the community, which is far above what we thought we would receive during a year that, you know, the pandemic occurred. And so we were just so surprised and honored that the community decided to support us on that day. We were able to hire a children's advocate whose primary role is just to be an advocate for that child, which has been amazing.
Well, you know what I hear from people is because there have been no events, they're looking for places that they just give donations to instead of participating in the events like the crab feet or the golf tournaments and all these other things that happen. Like Haven Humane has their bark, wine, and brew. Didn't happen. So what people are doing in the businesses are just funneling money into them. How was Giving Tuesday?
It was amazing.
It was probably phenomenal for you. I think you were in the top.
We were. We're the top 5 of all the 3 counties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Okay, so some statistics you have?
Yeah, definitely. So I brought some statistics. Some of them are not from 2012. They're just from the calendar year before. But then I do have some from 2020, sorry.
It had a 2 in it.
Yeah, close enough. So we had an average of 1,863 domestic violence clients. This is from July 2018 to June 2019, so about a year. And that average is about 155 monthly. And overall for
155 monthly?
Just for domestic violence. So this isn't counting anything else.
Is it really all from Shasta County?
Yeah, we only help in Shasta County because that's what we're funded for through the grant.
Okay, I didn't know if people coming from Hama County because they couldn't get help down there.
Right, yeah, in those cases we can, but, someone from Tehama County would have to call us and kind of make that referral.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and then overall...
155 cases a month?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then overall for services... We had 7,061 visits for services, which is about 588 monthly average. This is counting crisis calls. This is counting people that are coming just for food assistance.
But not domestic violence.
And including including sexual assault, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So for 2020, we had about 169 adults in shelter, 93 children. Out of that 169, and we provided around 7,700 bed nights, which means, sometimes people stay in motels or sometimes they stay in our shelter, but at least they're getting out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that call, thankfully, they have friends and family who can house them, and that's kind of the first option that we like to go with.
Mm-hmm.
But, if they don't have anybody, of course, we can provide that shelter for them.
Okay.
And then we also provided... over 2,500 basic needs services, which include emergency food, clothing, household essentials, et cetera. And then what I can say from 2020, kind of what we were talking about, Carl, is that we have seen a dramatic increase in the brutality of the cases.
Okay, hold that thought because we have to take a break.
Okay.
And this is going to be a longer segment. I want to spend more time on this. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I just talked to somebody yesterday that when we were talking about the different things that were happening and, everything from COVID to their business problems, not problems, but their business insurance, they went over there because they were having problems getting their home insured. They have a beautiful home, but they lived in a fire area. Their house had not been burned, not even close to them, but they were in that circle. And their company, who they've been with for years, just canceled their fire insurance. And so Linda said, go talk to Judy Maxwell. And not only did Judy find them their homeowner's insurance, and when they saw what a great job she did, they switched everything over to them. House, a couple other houses they owned in different places, all their business insurance, everything over there. And that's the kind of job that Judy Maxwell does, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans make sure that your lives are and your loved ones are protected. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with One Safe Place and Amanda and Kelsey.
For 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Right now they're going back and forth on the state of Jefferson and of course, COVID. Welcome back to the show. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicles and the charging station. And the handout I got in my bill was set up to $20,000. So visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're here with One Safe Place. They're here on the last Friday of each month. And I'm with Amanda and Kelsey. And we talked about, in our last segment, we talked about the amount of people you helped, 500 and something people a month. And out of that 500 and something people a month, 155 of them were from domestic violence incidents. How many people you put up in either rooms or at One Safe Place. But then you said something, and when we talked, or I was talking the other day with another lady from One Safe Place, was, you've noticed something different in the domestic violence.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. I think right as the pandemic, you know, started, we were seeing resources on a national level and articles from newspapers saying that domestic violence was on the rise. And so I think as an agency, we braced ourselves for that. And I think on a national level, we started seeing gaslighting and people saying that their partners weren't letting them have access to resources, weren't letting them, either were forcing them out of the house, not giving them a mask, or were kind of doing the opposite. And so that was interesting to hear about. On the local level, we have seen an increase in the brutality of the cases, not necessarily related to COVID-19, but just in general.
Just in general.
Yeah.
When you say the brutality, I mean, let's get specific here.
Yeah. I mean, we can't give demographic information, which I won't because of confidentiality.
You can't, but you can't just say in this age group?
We cannot.
Okay. But you can do an overall.
Yeah, I can.
When you say brutality, what are we talking about here?
I am talking about responses to the hospital because the beating has been awful. I'm talking about houses being lit on fire with kids in it. I'm talking about acid.
Wait a minute. Acid being thrown on people? Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever read that anywhere. But you're seeing this.
This is local. This is here. Okay. Yeah.
So the brutality of it, people being beat up, houses set on fire with the kids still in it. I just read about that one the other day. Some guy shot his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend or his girlfriend who was trying to get help from somebody else. And he went over and shot her and the person that let her in the house and then went back to his apartment and set it on fire with the two kids in there.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of story that we're hearing at least on a weekly basis. I'm not exaggerating.
Beatings, stranglings, I'm sure.
Yeah, and strangulation, you know, is a really, really serious thing. Yeah. It's not just choking somebody a little bit, but you're obstructing their airways, and it could have long-term effects in their brain for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. If your oxygen is cut off for, I think, 3 minutes, you start having effects.
Yeah.
Major effects.
And so we have a strangulation clinic that happens every Thursday. And that has been ongoing, you know, for months. And we have seen a lot of people get help through the strangulation clinic as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, more brutality. What about the kids? I hate to break it out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if the mother's getting beat up, are the kids getting attacked too? Or are they just, of course, the byproduct of the mother being attacked is the kids are going to be affected by this probably the rest of their lives.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of our primary concerns, of course, is the kids. When it comes to cases that involve kids, we do have a partnership with Children's Services. And, you know, together we kind of look out for what's the best interest of the child. But it's really hard because, you know, sometimes if the mother is not ready to make that, you know, that change yet, we have to talk about how can we move forward and kind of get safety to the kids. But most of the time in our cases, we hear more about the parent that's, you know, the victim, and the kid is just witnessing, which again, it does bring trauma to the child. But we try to give them solutions and help them make those decisions that's best for their whole family.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't surprise me because the amount of pressure that people are on now, they've lost their jobs. Maybe they were a two-family job and their kids were in school and it was working and everybody was fine. And then school shut down. So one of the people have to be home. There goes half your income. Or a percentage of your income, and then things start getting tighter. What do we buy? Do we pay for electricity? Do we pay for our rent or our mortgage and things like this? So there's more pressure. And then the other person loses their job, so now they're on unemployment, but they're together. And, you just knew this was going to happen. And my concern, of course, for the kids that were home, and one of the ways I believe you all have taught me is that when they go to school is when the teachers notice things,
mm-hmm.
and their classmates,
mm-hmm.
and now they haven't been going to school, on a regular basis.
Yeah, and you know we don't directly help kids. Obviously, we help the whole family, but I have seen on a national level that kids have been reaching out to those national hotlines at rapid rates. Kids don't know who to, you know, reach out for, so they're calling these national hotlines trying to seek help, which is heartbreaking. But at least here in Shasta County, we know that, you know, if if they call, or if their mom calls or dad calls, whoever's facing that situation, we're ready to help, and we really do take it seriously.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Amanda and Kelsey from One Safe Place. What we talked about in this segment is the brutality of the domestic violence. Domestic violence can be anything from screaming and yelling at each other, which I'm really glad that none of our neighbors have called you all yet. because Linda and I get passionate about things. Over the first few years was really passionate about certain things. And, and we would raise our voices. But there's never been, and it's over.
Yeah, but there's
then
a difference.
Over. Venting,
you know, Carl.
Yeah, and it is. It is. It's venting, and I know that. I don't take things personally mm-hmm. like that.
And in domestic violence, it's always an imbalance of power, right? If it's only one partner yelling at you, telling you what to do, and condemning you, that's a problem. But
that's a problem.
Right, yeah.
If you're both venting, we're okay here.
At least you both have power in some way, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, she lets me come out of my room every so often and go to work. Every day she lets me go to work. No, I'm just kidding. Anybody that knows Linda knows that she is a sweetheart. But this thing here, it's just the longer we're shut down, in your opinion, and you do this for a living, mm-hmm. Is it going to be ramped up even more? Have we had any deaths from this? Once you get a hold of them, they're okay.
Right. I can't speak to number of deaths or anything, but...
I can't help but think
right.
nationwide.
Right.
There's probably been a noticeable rise in deaths from domestic violence.
Yeah, I think so. I think people who feel trapped because of COVID-19 or not willing to leave their houses, put up with what's happening, and sooner or later, if your partner is telling you they're going to kill you, they probably mean it. So I would say that if someone, you know, is listening to this message and they have a friend or they themselves are going through this, don't wait to seek for help. We are confidential, non-judgmental. We will listen to you and give you the tools and the resources available and let you make those choices.
And one of the choices may be you have to relocate because they've used those words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do this one more time, I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if they have the ability to do that, you've got to take that. You've got to take that seriously.
You really do.
And, this is for anybody that's listening out there, whether you're a male or a female, because you get plenty of, I'm sure, male cases.
Yeah, and that's actually what I wanted to mention, too, is who do we help? We do help women, children, and men. We have, you know, in the past gotten a lot of questions about whether we help men or not, and we do. I think it's just a matter of the community having that awareness that we do help men.
Yeah, the perception before is just for women. No, it's not, because
right.
I know for sure, since we've been interacting with y'all, that you're helping men all the time, too. You're finding places for them to go to.
Definitely.
To get out of the firestorm and to drop the temperature in the house.
Yeah, and even in shelter. We have men in shelter. If they need shelter, that's a possibility for them as well.
Okay. All right. We're here with One Safe Place. We're getting ready to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by the Medicare and Medicaid services for a variety of reasons. But one of the reasons is that they have less infections from staying in the hospital, and what everybody knows, I think everybody knows, is that people get sick in hospitals. Well, the numbers at Shasta Regional are extremely low, and it's been noted and recorded and by the Medicare and Medicaid services. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. We'll be right back, 8:32 in the morning, 40 degrees out there, and... while it's not raining right now, I would imagine it's going to rain a little bit throughout the day, tomorrow, and Sunday. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling on Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have one safe place with us today, and with Kelsey and Amanda. And we talked about the amount of people that, the numbers of people that One Safe Place helped last year. And it came out to like 550 or 540 people a month, of which 140 people were, on the average each month, was for domestic violence. The people that they've housed, the people they've helped find rooms for them to take them out of situations or come in to live at One Safe Place. But also how it's been more brutal. The domestic violence has really stepped up in the brutality right here in Shasta County. Here. And they gave some examples. Of course, they can't talk specifics, but when I heard people having their houses set on fire, people in acid, I'm just thoroughly surprised by that one. Acid is something that is a horrible, horrible way to treat somebody. I mean, yeah. Anyway. Oh, okay, now Kelsey's with us, and next month is teen dating month and things that parents should be looking for. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. Let's get you closer.
Yes, you are right. So February is Teen Dating Awareness, Violence Awareness Month. Some statistics for you is actually 1 in 3 teens experience physical, emotional, sexual abuse, and cyber abuse. So in college, 43% of women report being or have been in an abusive relationship. So if we can watch out for these warning signs when they're teens, you know, that can help prevent violence from happening in the future. And in February 11th through the 15th is Respect Week. And so that is a way for people to, you know, show support for teens, you know, reaching out, posting on social media just to help do anything to help prevent teen dating violence from happening. So now let's talk a little about these warning signs of abuse that parents can help watch out for. So relationships can occur on a spectrum. It can be difficult to know when a relationship is either healthy or unhealthy. So these can kind of help parents to know when their teen's relationship might become unhealthy. So, you know, if a partner is checking your phone, social media, or email without permission, there's putting you down in front of others, being extremely jealous or insecure, explosive outbursts, temper or mood swings, possessiveness or controlling behavior, any forms of self-harm, pressuring you or forcing you to have sex, and isolating you from friends or family. And, you know, this abuse can take form in physical, financial, or emotional. There's several different kinds of abuse out there. And, you know, parents can, what they can do to help their children is talk early about healthy relationships. You know, it's never too early. Create a safety plan with your child if you notice these happening, or even before you notice or before they start dating.
Well, you know, one of the things you're talking about is, and when kids are kids, they have in contact with them. And
if I just want to quickly mention one thing that parents don't want to do is kind of try to take control of that situation and tell their kids who they should and should not date in that sense, even if their partner is trying to be controlling. If you can think about how your mind works as a teen, when someone tells you what not to do, the first thing you're going to do is want to do that thing. And so what parents have to watch out for is trying to give them suggestions, trying to educate them, telling them what healthy relationships look like. But the moment that parents try to restrict that relationship is the moment where that teen is going to choose to be with that person. And so it's kind of like just taking a step back and talking to them like a peer just for this moment.
Well, I know a parent that went in one night at 11:30 when the kids were asleep and picked up their phones because if you don't have a phone, I'm going to be able to get into it just to see what's being texted. And when she told that to her friends, her circle of mothers, oh, my child would never do that. My child would never do that. And she says, well, go in there at 11:30 tonight when they're asleep and look at their text. And, you know, the next time they all got together, there was some of them were horrified mm-hmm. by the things they saw what their kids were texting back and forth and said they had no idea mm-hmm. something, you know, this was going on. And you as a parent have certain responsibilities.
Definitely.
And one is to protect your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways of protecting your kids, in my opinion, if I have a child that's living with me and they've got a phone or they're on the internet, I have a right to go in there. I want your passwords.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to make sure that you aren't being bullied from one thing. Because that's one of the things you mentioned was a cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
Things that, you know, people 15 years ago didn't have to do, you know, didn't worry about. 20 years ago didn't have to worry about that. That they were going to be under constant attack by little bullies. So it's not easy being a kid today.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah, cyberbullying is something we're seeing a lot of now, especially in high schools. Parents should also respect their decision. I know as a parent, you know, you're going to want to do anything to help them. But I think making sure you don't impose shame on them for their decisions is really important as well. You know, listening to them and giving support is really important to help prevent that violence from happening. You know, if you show you're listening and supportive of them, maybe they'll be more willing to talk to you about what's going on in their lives. You know, accept what your child is telling you. Show them you're concerned about them instead of, you know, getting angry or upset at them. Avoid ultimatums, you know, decide on what next steps to take together. So I think those are all really, really important steps parents can take.
Well, it's the same things that parents should, you know, have been doing for thousands of years. You take an interest in what your kids are doing. You want to protect them, but you want them to also accept responsibility and be able to take care of themselves.
Right.
My granddaughter went off to college. This was her first year. And she went off during the pandemic. So almost all of her classes are from her dorm room. And she could be doing that from home, but it was important for the whole family is that she take that step to get out. And you know, there are certain rules her mom had was if you go to a party, you go with somebody else. You two stay together. You never leave your drink by itself. You never let somebody just give you a drink because there are bad people out there. And Ashlyn, my granddaughter's got a lot of common sense. She's a tough little girl, but she you know she likes to go out and with you know with her girlfriends and they do go to parties, but she lives by those rules because she knows there are bad people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's a U.S. Marshal that's been worked you know has worked in cases where he's got, literally gone across states to find a child that was groomed online, and then from New Jersey and they drove out to New Mexico picked her up.
Wow.
And ended up in Arkansas, and he tracked him to Arkansas to catch the guy. 30-something years old, she was 14. So
wow.
That kind of stuff happens. That's why you kind of need to know what's going on in that internet at your house.
Oh, for sure. Of course.
And it's a part of protecting your kids and giving them a chance to succeed.
Yeah. And I think one of Kelsey's points about, you know, teaching them what healthy relationship looks like, that's so important because for a teen – maybe that's their very first relationship. And so when they're, you know, when their partner is being extremely jealous or saying, hey, why don't you pick up the phone or who are you with in that Instagram photo, for them, they're thinking this is normal. Every relationship is like this. Oh, I should just give away my passwords. Oh, I should just let him know where I am every second of the day. When in reality, that's actually not normal behavior. But I forget the exact statistics, but basically, the statistics go along these lines that when you ask kids if their parents have ever talked to them about healthy relationships, a lot of them say that they've never talked about it. And then when you ask the parents if they've talked about healthy relationships, a lot of the parents are under the, you know, idea that they have talked
about. Under the impression that they have.
Yeah. And so that's just, it's a kind of a communication gap there. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Kelsey and Amanda from One Safe Place. I could use an example of that, and I will when I get back. And my parents thought that they were had given me the big talk, and that it was just great. I had no idea what they were talking about.
Too funny.
You know, it was too late. And I lived in the South, out in the farm district. People learned a lot earlier in life than you think. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Just a small town girl, living in
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday the 29th. What's the weather look like for the whole weekend here, buddy?
Let's see. Caught me off guard a little bit. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a chance of showers later on tonight with a high of 51, a low of 39. Saturday, rain is likely with a high of 60% chance of rain with a high of 49 and a low of 42. Sunday, we have a 90% chance of rain with a high of 50 and a low of 42. And on Monday, a 90% chance of rain with a high of 51 and a low of 39.
Okay. All of our weather reports are brought to us by Shasta Regional. Shasta happened just here in Shasta County. That were just amazing to me. And then we talked about next month is Teen Dating Violence Month and what parents should be looking for and what, you know, and things you should be able to tell your kids. And part of your responsibilities as a parent and loving your children is to tell them what a good relationship looks like. And you've got some examples of that, Kelsey.
Yeah, I do. So as I said, the relationship spectrum or the relationship occurs on a spectrum. You know, it can be healthy, unhealthy, but when does that unhealthy turn to abusive also? So first, let's take a look at what healthy can look like. You know, healthy relationships should be based on equality and respect. That can look like, you know, having good communication, trusting your partner, being honest. You know, you make decisions together. Unhealthy can, you know, there's dishonesty in the relationship, struggles for control, breaks in communication, and pressuring the other. When unhealthy might become abusive if there's one person making a decision all by themselves, or isolating, as we mentioned one time, or manipulating a partner. So we really want to make sure, you know, and help teens or parents promote those healthy relationships and model that for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
The you know, in teenagers' relationships are tough, any way you look at it. So even a normal relationship at times kind of can be out of control. And let's all look over at, Jared came in to take a photo. And we'll put it on Facebook showing us that we are practicing COVID awareness in our studios. Kids, we just know this, is that they're hormonal. Mm-hmm. And things shift so quickly with kids. Hal, your 11-year-old daughter loves you. You're the best thing in the world. And when she hits 12, she hates you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just it just happens. And then guys start changing also. So it's hard enough being in a relationship when you're 15 or 16. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So and if a child in their first time they I'm in love, if they don't know, then they don't know. So
yeah.
You owe it to your kids to say, you shouldn't be, this controlling thing where he has to know where you are every minute. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not normal, hon. And you can show them things like that.
Yeah. I think you definitely err on the side of over-communication if you're a parent than the side of under-communicating. So just giving them examples time and time again.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can see, what the relationship I have with your father is just really, really good. You know, that's the kind of thing you should be looking for. Yeah, but it doesn't say, it doesn't say how you got there.
I mean,
Linda tells me stories about her parents back when she was like 8 or 9 or 10 and this. And I look at her parents today and I go, nah. Like her dad helping, everybody gets up at 7 in the morning on the weekends and you work. And I look at them and I look at her parents and she helps build split rail fences with her dad when she's 8. He says, he would say, hand me this. And she go, and then he'd yell at her. And I look at Tom today and I go, but see, I know Tom today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Tom was
right
50 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and it's the same thing. Parents just can't assume that your kid knows about relationships just because you have a great relationship with your loved one.
Definitely not, especially with the internet today and social media and dating apps. You know, how would you describe a healthy relationship on social media or on the internet or on a dating app? Like, that's something parents have to think about nowadays.
Have you ever used a dating app?
I personally have not, but a lot of my friends have.
I personally have as well.
So. You have?
Yes.
And I've used a dating app at times when it first came out, and it was remarkable.
Mm.
I mean, I'd always meet for lunch because I figured I could escape. And maybe that was what they wanted to, so they could escape.
Yeah.
But people, what they write and on the internet isn't true in a lot of cases. And this is the things that you have to warn your children about, that even if it's somebody they've known for years, that, things aren't always the same. Do you ever have parenting classes there at One Safe Place?
Yeah, we do, but we do restrict them to our shelter clients.
Right.
And so they have a lot of opportunity for growth, even job or parenting and things like that.
Yeah.